الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders, brothers and sisters who may possibly be listening, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have just about 5 days left for the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And we all could probably remember when we started making dua for barakat in Rajab and Sha'ban. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. And that is how swiftly and quickly time is passing by. Ho rahi hai umar misle barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a hot summer's day, breath by breath, bit by bit, but we are heading towards the akhirat. And therefore the remaining days and nights that we have of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, we should really value them. And with that particular aspect in mind, I felt that in today's little gathering, we should discuss some ash'ar and verses of our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, who visited this masjid, of course, many, many times. And his ash'ar used to be read here. And these ash'ar are actually full of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, drenched in ma'rifat, in muhabbat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and drenched in advices. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Inna min ash-shi'ri hikmatan. There are many verses of poetry which can convey a message far better than what a bayan or a lecture can convey. So therefore I thought that we should discuss some of these ash'ar, and inshallah that will give us a motivation to spend the remaining days and nights of the month of Ramadan in a manner that is pleasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in a manner through which we can gain the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because that is what the objective was. I remember Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, towards the latter part of the month of Ramadan, maybe around these days, 24th, 25th, 26th, he would quote an example. Not once, many, many times in many of the Ramadans, and those who were here, they would remember. He would say that if a person has got his car damaged, then he puts that car in to the panel beater so that it is repaired. Then he's not going to drive the car at the panel beater in the showroom there. He's going to go back onto the roads and he's going to drive those cars. But now that person is going to be careful about how he drives his vehicle. He's going to be alert. He's going to ensure that he adheres to the rules, the laws, etc. Just like that, this month of Ramadan that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed us with, and wallah it was a blessing, and it is a blessing. There were many who longed to have the month of Ramadan, but they are unfortunately not with us this year. And wallahi al-azim, one Ramadan will come, and that month will come, and we will not be around. So that is a reality, that is a fact. When that would be, it might be the next Ramadan, that Ramadan comes and we are not around. Because there's a sequence for coming into the world, but there's absolutely no sequence for leaving the world. No sequence at all for leaving the world. Just this week, Maulana Suleiman Mullah's nephew passed away. He performed Taraweeh the night before, in the morning or the afternoon, whenever it was the next day, heart attack and passed away, finished. 21 years old. 21 years old. There is a sequence for coming into the dunya. My grandfather, great-grandfather came first, then my grandfather came, then my father came, then I came, then my children, then my grandchildren, inshallah, and so forth. So there's a sequence for coming, but there's no sequence for leaving. We can leave before our great-grandfathers even. The great-grandchild can leave before the great-grandfather. And therefore, we have to manage ourselves. We have to value. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, the capital that He has given us is the moments of life that we have. That is the capital that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And it is so very important. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam himself, the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the awliya of this ummat, the muhaddisin, the mufassirin, the ulama of this ummat, those who were very, very careful and friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they were very careful in how they managed this capital that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed them with. And therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala actually mentions that one of the qualities of the successful believers are وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. They keep away from futilities, things that are going to be of no benefit to them in the dunya, in the qabr, in the akhirah. They keep away from those things. They abstain from that altogether. And we, all of us, this seems to be like a scourge in our lives, a problem that we have, a spiritual malady and sickness that we have, that we like to mind other people's business. We like to inquire about things that don't concern us. We like to poke our nose into things that don't matter. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum la yadurrukum man dalla idha htadaytum. O believers, worry about yourselves. In other words, not in as far as financial matters are concerned, or in as far as feeding people are concerned, that don't feed anyone, just feed yourself. It doesn't mean that. It means, in as far as your spirituality is concerned, then worry about yourself. لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا هَتَدَيْتُمْ. Those people who are misguided are not going to cause you any harm, so long as you are rightly guided. And that is what we need to do. Unfortunately, we have become very, very judgmental, not about ourselves, which we were supposed to be judgmental regarding, but we have become judgmental about other people. And that is something that we need to be careful of. And that is something that we need to reform. And we need to come out of the month of Ramadan in a matter that is, in a manner in which we list down some of these aspects and we reform for the better. So this month of Ramadan that was there, it was like a panel beating shop. We had a lot of dents. We had a lot of problems before the month of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the ummah at large, and there's a lot of hope in this ummah. The ummah at large, it just appeared as though everyone seemed to be making a little bit of effort in whichever line they were able to make. So some people were just, they were just giving water to the people who were having iftar, and that was their little bit that they did. And some people were attached to the Quran, and some people were making zikr, and some people were making dua, and others were making tawbah. And it was a great environment and mahal all together, and now people are sitting in i'tikaf. But it is not going to be the month of Ramadan next week Sunday. We're going to be out of the month of Ramadan by next week Sunday, definitely. Maybe by even Friday night. But by Sunday, we're definitely going to be out of the month of Ramadan. And then that is when we need to show how we're going to drive our vehicles outside of the showroom. We're going to have to be careful. We're going to have to be alert. We're going to have to have our goals and objectives jotted down and working towards those aspects. Because this nur that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blesses a person with in the month of Ramadan, then a person needs to safeguard this nur. What would we say about the person who gets his salary, assuming he gets it in cash or his wages, and he goes around flashing it around like that, and he's not careful about it? What is going to happen to him, particularly in South Africa? That salary is not going to last the moment, let alone the day. It's not going to last the moment. So he has to be careful. He has to guard it. He has to look after it. He has to spend it in the correct manner. Just like that, the moments that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed us with, the nur of tilawat that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed us with, the nur of zikr, of dua, of i'tikaf, of all of these things, we need to safeguard them, because one wrong eyesight, casting of one wrong glance, and that nur can just be gone. One wrong glance, and the nur can be gone. My mind runs to an example that our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to give us time and time again. And he used to say to us that on one occasion, he was with his Shaykh, the Khalifa, the last living Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. And he says that we were in Jeddah, and it was extremely hot, extremely warm, 45, 50 degrees, for those who have been, they know how hot it gets there. And we were sitting in the vehicle, and the vehicle air conditioner was working, but the vehicle was just not getting cool. The vehicle was just not getting cool. So he says, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, that his Shaykh, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, said that, just see, it seems as though someone's window may be open, and therefore the vehicle is not getting cool. And Hazrat says, I looked around and I saw that it was my own vehicle, my own window that was open. I shut the window, and within a few moments the vehicle became cool. Now for us, that is just a mundane event. It's one of those things that happen. It's one of those things that happen, and we take no heed, no lesson from all of these things. But these friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, from whatever they see around them, they take lessons, they take heed of what they see around them. And he says that Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, on that occasion, he said, see, look at what is the lesson for us to take on this occasion. The air conditioner was doing its job. It was blowing cool air into the vehicle. But because one of the windows was open, therefore the vehicle was not getting cool. Now, just like that, our zikr, our tilawat, our salah, our taraweeh, all of these things are doing their job to blow cool air onto our hearts, give us contentment, satisfaction, ta'alluq ma'allah, marifat, recognition. But if the windows of our eyes are open and we are looking at haram, or the windows of our ears are open and we are listening to haram, or the windows of our tongue is open and we are speaking haram, we are gossiping, we are engaging in ghibat, in unnecessary chit-chat, then how is that nur of that iman going to cool our hearts? And this is something that we need to learn. We need to take lessons from everything that we see around us. Jahan mein hai ibrat ke har sunamune, magar tujhko andha kiya rangobune. Jahan mein hai ibrat ke har sunamune, magar tujhko andha kiya rangobune. Kabhi ghaur se bhi ye dekha hai tune, jo mamur the wo mahal ab hai zune. There's lessons for us to see all around. Everything around us, there are lessons for us to take. Everything. Really. When you see the autumn leaves falling, we're in autumn now, there's a lesson for us to take. There's a lesson for us to take from that also. When we see grey hairs on our beard, on our hair, there's lessons for us to take. When a grandchild is born in the house, there's a lesson for us to take. When we go to the qabrastan, there's lessons for us to see there. When we're getting old and weak, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, in your very own self, there are lessons for you to take. In everything, everything that we see around us, we are supposed to take lessons. And a Muslim and a mu'min and a believer, he takes lessons from whatever he sees around him. It's not just a blind eye that he is casting. Because if it is a blind eye, then Allah speaks about those people, لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. They have eyes, they don't see. لَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They have ears, they don't hear. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, but they don't understand. They don't take heed. They don't take lesson. And that is what we need to be extremely careful about. In a couple of days' time, shaitan will be let loose. It doesn't mean we have to succumb. It means that we need to safeguard. We need to be alert. And the person who spends his time correctly, whether from the beginning of Ramadan or from whatever moments are left now, he has enough spirit, enough will, enough nur, enough guidance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he can control himself even going out of the month of Ramadan. But provided we spend the remaining moments at least in a manner that is profitable, in a manner that is profitable, in a manner that is going to gain the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Otherwise, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned, he said, Ameen to a dua of Jibreel alayhi salam, that woe be unto the one who acquires the month of Ramadan, but he fails to gain the objective of the month of Ramadan, which was taqwa, which was the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Destruction be for that one. So it is an extremely great ni'mat and bounty that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed us with. I will recite some of these verses, which hopefully inshallah will give some sort of encouragement with regards to how we should be spending the remaining moments and what objectives we should set ourselves coming out of the month of Ramadan. These verses are titled Nafs Dushman Hai Dushman Ko Na Shaad Kar, which means that our nafs is our enemy and we must not ever please our enemy.
اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر قلب و جاں کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جاں کو خلاد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر He says اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر Get up and beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is what it is all about. Begging and crying
before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This month of Ramadan that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed us with, although we do a lot of frying and prying in the month of Ramadan, but it is not for frying and prying, it's for crying and trying. That is what the month of Ramadan is all about. So we should cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. And when a person cries before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there's no such thing as a person asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he is not blessed. He is not given from the treasures of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It just doesn't happen like that. Can you imagine if a father brings a packet of lollipops or ice creams home and the children are jumping around him, and that father or the grandfather, he says to the children that, no, I'm not going. First you ask me. First you ask me, then I will give you. Say, Abba, give me the lollipop. And those small little children, when they say that, do you think that father is not going to give? Did you ever see a father like that, who after those small little children, he told them to ask them, and after they asked him, then he doesn't give. Did you ever see that? It never happens. When the father doesn't do that, do you think when our Abba doesn't do that, do you think our Rabba is going to do that? That he is telling us to make dua, ask for this, ask for that. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that if I'm blessed with Laylatul Qadr, then what must I do? Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught her a dua, and that dua was actually taught by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because wama yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. He doesn't speak of his own. Whatever he speaks is wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that you ask for forgiveness, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni, you think he's not going to forgive them? Do you think he is not going to forgive? There is only hope for this ummah. There's no such thing as despondency, losing of hope, despair, being depressed. No such thing for an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's only hope, only hope. And that is what these moments are for. Apne malik se uth karke faryad kar. Beg of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Cry before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Read salah, nafil salah, make dua in sajda. Cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and beg and ask of him all of our needs. Because dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in one hadith, ad-du'a mukhul ibadah. Dua is the essence of all ibadat. Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Dua, it is ibadat. Dua is ibadat. Just sit in one corner of the masjid, one corner of the house, and beg and cry of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All of the needs that we have. Not only the needs of the dunya. Sometimes we ask a lot of the needs of the dunya, but we don't focus on the akhirat. And that is the real life. Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. That is the real life. And therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran. And he says, فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Amongst the people are those who ask for the dunya, but they don't have any share in the akhirah. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ. But amongst them are those, مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا. Those who ask for dunya and they ask for akhirah and they ask for protection from the fire of Jahannam, they are the ones who will have a great lot, a great share of what they have earned in the akhirah. So beg and ask of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Even our worldly needs are not in anyone else's hands. They are only in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our ukhrawi needs, our needs of the akhirah, they are in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So ask and beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and shed some tears before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. To the extent our eyes have become so dry also that they don't cry anymore. Ye aankhe khushk hai ya rab, inhe rona nahi aata. Sulagte daag hai dil mein, jinhe dhona nahi aata. Our eyes, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani sahab, damat barakatuhum, my ustad and teacher, he says that our eyes have become so dry that they no longer know how to shed tears. And there's so many stains on our heart that we don't know how to wash. We have to wash the stains of the heart with the detergent that comes out from the eyes. The stains of the heart will be washed by the detergent that comes out from the eyes, by the tears that come out from our eyes. And that is what we need to do. Ab'ishq, Hazrat Hakim Sahib says,
Ab'ishq mein unki khatir hum aankhon se lahu barsayenge. Ab'ishq mein unki khatir hum aankhon se lahu barsayenge. Jab dil se unhein hum chahenge, wo khud hi karam farmayenge.
That now in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are going to shed tears of blood before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is how we must be. And the hadith says, فَإِلَّمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكَوْا. If you can't cry, then make your face to resemble a crying person. That much we can all do if we can't cry. And if you can't do that, then just go to one of the robots on Sparks Road, on Brickfield Road, and see how the beggars, how they make their face. That much we can see and do. If they can do it, then we can do it in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَإِلَّمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكَوْا. Make your face like a crying person and cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is something that we must be doing. Ruh ko noor taqwa se tu shad kar. Make your heart and your soul happy with the noor and the light of taqwa, because that is the only thing that is going to make our hearts and souls happy. We cannot look for happiness anywhere else. Khuda ki sarkashi se khud kushi hai maal aur daulat mein, kabhi Allah walon se nahi aisa suna jata. When a person is a disobedient servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he gets depressed, then he loses hope, then he has suicidal tendencies. And therefore it is only and only in the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that a person can get peace of mind, contentment of heart, solace, happiness, tranquility. It is only and only in the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And therefore we must come out of the month of Ramadan with this firm resolve, determination. We're passing a resolution on ourselves, on this 6-foot body of ours, which is our United Nations. That's our United Nations. We are passing a resolution that we're not going to displease Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ever again coming out of the month of Ramadan. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so he narrates and he says that someone asked Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, Mal Islam? Oh Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, what is Islam or what is a mu'min? Explain, Mal Iman? What is Iman? So Abu Nabi alayhi salatu was salam said, Idha sarratka hasanatu wa sa'atka sayyi'atu fa anta mu'min. When your good deeds give you an immense amount of pleasure, joy, happiness, tranquility, satisfaction, contentment, and your evil deeds, you displease Allah Ta'ala and you are very, very perturbed. It's causing you pain, it's causing you anguish. You can't just rest until you shed your tears and make your tawbah. Then, when that happens, then know very well that you are a mu'min and a believer. Now that is what Nabi alayhi salatu was salam said. So we need to reflect over this hadith. If our good deeds are not giving us pleasure, our evil deeds are not giving us that amount of anguish and pain and suffering, then where is our iman gone then? Ruh ko noor e taqwa se tu dil shad kar, tu shad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko na shad kar. Our nafs is our enemy. We must not be pleasing our nafs. We must not be pleasing our nafs in the things that it wants to be pleased with. Of course, if it asks us for something that is halal and permissible, then to that extent we can indulge. But if there is something that is not permissible, haram, then we must focus on those things that are halal and keep away from those things that are haram. And the reality is that there are very few things that are haram and most of the things are halal. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, grant us the tawfiq. I'll just end off with the one of them. Hamd se is zubako tu hammad kar. Hamd se is zubako tu hammad kar. Praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in abundance and thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in abundance. Shukar ki rat laga lo. Thank and be grateful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have become a people who only concentrate on the negatives, who only concentrate on the challenges that we have, and we don't thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the enormous and immense amount of ni'mats and bounties that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is blessing us with. Hamd se is zubako tu hammad kar. Every ni'mat, and this is how we must spend our lives. Look, every small little ni'mat. We walked out of the masjid and there was a nice breeze that blew. That's a ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for that. You went home and your grandchild or your child, he looked at you and he smiled and he said, ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Every small little ni'mat, thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And no ni'mat is small. Every ni'mat is a big ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Don't concentrate on the negatives. Look at the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. How many things happened? His brothers were jealous with him. He was flung into the well. He was picked up from there by travelers. He was sold as a slave. He had to slog and work as a slave for how many years? Then he was put into prison and jail unjustly. After all of those years, فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ, he spent a whole lot of time in prison, many, many years. And when his parents finally seen him, and there would have been a discussion, how did things go, what happened? He didn't say, hey, you know, my children, my father, my brothers were jealous with me, this is how they treated me, this is what they did. He didn't say any of all that. He said, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي, Allah has been kind with me. إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَنَّزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. But he concentrate on all of the positive things that happened, despite the facts for the better part of 4 decades, it was more negative things that were happening. But he concentrated on all the positives, and that is what we must do. حمد سے اس زبا کو تو حماد کر, سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. And make a firm resolve that going out of the month of Ramadan, we are going to fill the masjids just like how we filled them during the month of Ramadan. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept everyone's i'tikaf and grant everyone Laylatul Qadr and grant everyone forgiveness. Everyone in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واجعلنا ممن وفق لقيام ليلة القدر واجعلنا ممن قام وصام رمضان وقام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك المنتخبين الغر المحجلين الوفد المتقبلين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وخذ بنواصينا للبر والتقوى وصلى اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.